This is Harv Aronson of the Total Sports Recall Podcast, and when I start my workday, it always begins with that morning shower. Normally, I use a liquid body wash, but recently I purchased a bar of Sterling Soap Company's handcrafted bath soap and decided to give their Deep Blue Sea handcrafted bath soap a try. Immediately, the aroma of Sterling's bath soap was obvious, and in using this soap, I felt refreshed, clean, energized, and Sterling's bath soap helped me step out of that shower with the momentum and eagerness to get my day rolling. If you want to get a refreshing wake-up call in the morning and get your busy day off to the right start, I highly recommend going to Sterling Soap Company's website and order one of their many varieties of bath soaps among other products they offer. Visit Sterling Soap Company at sterlingsoap.com. That's S-T-I-R-L-I-N-G soap.com. Welcome to the Total Sports Recall Podcast. I'm your host, Harv Aronson, and in this show, it's making its return to the world of podcasts as a member of the Sports History Network. This show debuted several years ago as a part of the Sports History Network's library of podcasts. After a year-long sabbatical, I made the decision to bring the show back, but with new goals and a new vision. Here's what you can expect on future shows. My focus will only be on sports history, recalling past events and historical moments. Trivial topics from sports history will be a topic, and at some point, possible interviews with a sports personality relating to sports history. It is my hope that down the road, this show can go live at times and then have a guest call-in feature or a chat function where listeners' comments can be heard on the show. For those familiar with this show and past episodes, I was fortunate enough to have as a guest interview the likes of Terry Hanratty, former Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback, who was part of the 1970s Super Bowl winning teams. Another Super Bowl champion player for the Steelers was Craig Colquitt, who came on for an episode with Total Sports Recall. The first African-American to play professional basketball in Poland, Kent Washington, was a guest on this show. Writer Michael McCambridge, who wrote the book, The Big Time, How the 1970s Transformed Sports in America, came on to the show to talk about his outstanding book. For those familiar with Pittsburgh sports, several standout athletes were interviewed here. Listeners can always submit suggestions or a topic you would like to hear about by simply emailing the show at totalsportsrecall@gmail.com. For those who have not listened to the show or know anything about me, a little background of myself and why I'm such a huge sports fan is something I'll explain. Having been born in Pittsburgh and raised there, this is the reason for the subline on my logo with a Pittsburgh twist. My very first sports memory came in 1971 when I was 12 years old. Like it was yesterday, I can still see myself coming up to my father, who was watching television, and on the set, he was witnessing the 1971 World Series between the Pittsburgh Pirates and Baltimore Orioles. The next vision remains in my memory to this day. Roberto Clemente stepped to the plate and smacked a home run that helped the Pirates win that seventh game of the series and sent the city of Pittsburgh into a frenzy as they celebrated their fourth World Series title.
That is hit well. Clemente home run, and the Pirates lead 1-0.
It looked like he hit a break and pitched right over the plate. That's his 12th hit. He's one short now, tying Bobby Richardson's all-time World Series record.
Immediately, the great one Roberto Clemente became my boyhood hero. My neighbor took me downtown to enjoy the frenzy. One year later, the Pittsburgh Steelers, who had never made the playoffs, a team that had been in existence since 1933, made the postseason, bolstered by a young rookie named Franco Harris. Harris would become a hero in December when, in the first playoff game against the Oakland Raiders, Harris picked up a deflected ball on a pass from Terry Bradshaw and ran into the end zone as the Steelers defeated Oakland 13-7. That single play has become one of the greatest plays in NFL history and propelled the Steelers into the AFC Championship game, where they would eventually lose to the undefeated Miami Dolphins.
Last chance for the Steelers. Bradshaw
trying to get away. And his pass is broken up by Tatum. It's off!
Out there off of Jack Tatum and into the man of the year, Franco Harris's hands.
Here's the miracle of all miracles.
A few weeks after the elation of the Steelers having a great season and set to play in the AFC title game, tragedy struck on December 31st, 1972. I can still recall hearing the news from a family member the morning of January 1st, 1973, when I was told Roberto Clemente, my idol, was killed in a plane crash as he was attempting to get supplies to the survivors of an earthquake in Nicaragua. To this day, it still seems surreal that the great one is gone.
New Year's Eve, Clemente boarded a relief plane bound for Managua. A makeshift crew was in command of the DC-7, which itself had mechanical problems and was overloaded with emergency supplies.
His son begged him not to go. He had a premonition that something was going to happen. His wife, Vera, didn't want him to go. But he went because he cared.
After we said goodbye, he stayed on the door. I was standing there, and he had a very sad look, very deep and very sad look. I can never forget that look.
Pittsburgh Pirates outfielder Roberto Clemente headed up relief efforts in his native Puerto Rico for victims of the Nicaraguan earthquake. Late last night, he was killed from a cargo plane that he was aboard, crashed shortly after takeoff from San Juan.
The death of Roberto shook the entire city of Pittsburgh and Pirate fans everywhere. It was a momentous loss to baseball, his home state of Puerto Rico, and humanity. There may have never been a finer athlete slash human being in all of sports. With that said, I've been an avid sports fan since. Baseball was my first favorite. Then came football, which would overtake my interest in my sports favorites, but then I began to latch on to other sports. Boxing became a huge favorite of mine, and I watched tons of boxing matches and followed Mike Tyson's career closely. I found myself watching some golf, but more so when the Tiger Woods era began, as I was mesmerized by his skills. At one time, I was following pro tennis, and I've seen both my share of college and in the NBA, and have memories from all the aforementioned sports. The Penguins began winning Stanley Cups in hockey, and while not as big a hockey fan as I, do still follow that sport on a lightly basis. With Bruno Sammartino putting Pittsburgh on the map in pro wrestling as a youth, it was impossible in Pittsburgh not to pay attention to Sammartino and what he was doing in pro wrestling. Of course, in the Berg, we had studio wrestling every Saturday, featuring guys like George, the Animal Steel, among others. And it was hosted by Billy, Chili Billy, Cardill.
Telethons aren't the only things that made the name Chili Billy a household word.
You'll have a chance again.
Who could forget the days of studio wrestling?
It was fun. Fun times. The guys are terrific.
That show was phenomenally successful. And when Bill took studio wrestling on the road, the crowds turned out in droves at the old Westview Park.
It was jam-packed out there, and the drawing card was wrestling. And you could not get in the amphitheater there.
It was through studio wrestling that Bill came to meet longtime friend and wrestling champ Bruno Sammartino.
When people see Bill Cardell on television, they almost feel like they're not.
The UFC would eventually come along, and as a big Bruce Lee fan, growing up something that remains, I begin watching mixed martial arts and quickly became hooked on that sport. On a personal basis, I graduated from North Hills High School in Pittsburgh and then Slippery Rock University of Pennsylvania with a degree in communications and a minor in journalism. My original goal was first to be a physical education teacher. Then I decided on broadcasting was the path I wanted to take. That unfortunately did not pan out, and I ended up in the United States Coast Guard. Since getting an honorable discharge from the military, I've enjoyed a 38-year career in the corporate environment, currently working for a financial company in Jacksonville, Florida. So my broadcasting career now resides with this podcast. I'm also a professional writer with my articles appearing on the site Abstract Sports, as well as writing for fellow Sports History Network member Bob Swick and his quarterly magazine, Gridiron Greats. You can read my articles on my portfolio page, found at www.clippings.me/totalsportsrecall. This podcast will have a new episode twice a month that will be posted on or about the 15th of each month, and another around the last day of each month. I'm open to comments and suggestions, which can be sent to me using the email for this show's official meet at the show's official email address, which is totalsportsrecall@gmail.com. Until the next podcast, this is your host, Harv Aronson, wishing everyone well, and I hope you will tune in for my next podcast, which will be posted at the end of this month. Until then, enjoy your month of January.
Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude. And I hope that you enjoyed this recent episode presented by the Sports History Network and were able to learn some good old-fashioned sports history knowledge nuggets. I started the Sports History Network back in 2020 with the mission to help podcasters find a community of like-minded sports history nerds, as well as helping aspiring podcasters to start their own shows. We have a little bit over 30 shows on the network right now covering all sorts of sports history, but as far as I'm concerned, we're just at the toothpick in the ocean moment, you know, that can't even figure it out because there's so much more coming. We wanted to create the ultimate headquarters for sports yesteryear, starting with Podcast Network and our website, but we're going to continue to move into other mediums as well. And here's the cool part, because we want you to be part of our team. So if you're interested in starting your own podcast, or maybe being a guest on one of our shows, or who knows, maybe even writing an article for us over on the website. Seriously, all you got to do is reach out to us on the contact page over at sportshistorynetwork.com. You can be as technologically savvy as a Neanderthal tapping on a stone trying to figure out this whole hieroglyphics thing back in the day. Again, it doesn't matter, because even if you don't understand the whole podcast space, we have a production team that can pretty much help you out with doing everything. All you gotta do, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com, head to the contact page, fill it out. That message goes right to me, and I'll reach out to you as soon as I can. But for now, dude, I'm through if you're through.